not that type. We used to eat a what they call puffballs, which were made white things that used to grow in the ground in the summer. We used to eat those. We used to call them puffballs.
I've never heard that term, puffballs. But it's a type of mushroom.
Well, I guess they're
that's close to it. It was
not that bad. Yeah. They didn't have any stem. They were just kind of a ball shaped with a flat bottom.
Okay.
Kind of a mound.
Talk a little more about the ranch. You mentioned y'all had hogs and. I'm wondering what other kind of animals y'all had.
We had,
you mentioned chickens, I know.
Yeah, we always had chickens, turkeys. We didn't have any facilities for geese or ducks. We didn't have any water ponds. But we did raise chickens.
What did you raise them for? To, for
feed, sell.
Okay. Any other reason? Did you use their
eggs? Yeah, we didn't trade eggs for staples. It's a storage too.
Do you remember what kind of chickens they were? Their particular
We raised all kinds of Buff Orpington. Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock.
Liger. We used to, back in the early days, we would save the eggs until a bunch of the hens would start setting, want to set. And then we'd gather up a whole bunch of them and put them in an old granary and bushel baskets and set maybe 15, 20 hens on a bunch of eggs. And then when they hatched, we'd take the chickens away from them and raise them. In a big bunch. Then later years we got where you could order water from them. And we also times we used a brooder later on. And pigs, we always had pigs and we would butcher up 15 or 20 of them at a time and peddle them to the oil fields and to Mount Harris, the coal miners at Mount Harris. In the fall of the year.
So you had about 15 or 20 on the place at any given time?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of things. More than that, probably. The most we ever raised is one year we had shipped 250.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
What did you feed them mostly?
At that time when we had that big bunch, we had a bunch of barley we couldn't sell, so we ground it up and we would get buttermilk from the creamery that they couldn't use, and we'd get that for $2.02 a gallon, I think it would, and we'd soak the barley and the buttermilk and water. And that's what we raised for that year.
Mm. Where did you keep the pigs? I'm just wondering.
That year we had them on a old alfalfa patch that we fenced. And they were running the alfalfa up, probably 5 acres enclosure.
What would you have called the place where the pigs were kept? Did it have a name?
Pig pen.
Pig pen.